Last month, we told you about weapon and prop rules for conventions and what you can bring and what you cannot bring. Here with me to explain how you can make your own con-friendly weapons is a resident prop expert and host, Sketch. So what we're going to talk about is the different types of materials you can use to safely make props for conventions. And the first thing we're going to talk about is insulation foam.
Insulation foam. Basically, it's just dense foam that you is made for insulation of houses. But what's great about it is that it's very easily carved. You can use a knife or and stuff like that. Main places to get it is Home Depot and Lowe's. Lowe's has blue, Home Depot has pink, and nothing difference between them, just the color. So if you have a pink issue, go to Lowe's. But what's great is that it's very light. You can build larger things with it, and it's light. Can take a hit, and security likes it because he really can't do any damage to anybody else. So
now, one thing you see in convention rules a lot is no wood in weapons. Can you still make things out of wood?
Yes. Usually, what they're referring to with the wooden weapons is that you can get samurai mock combat swords, which are made from very, very hard wood, which it's like having a wooden baton or something like that. You can hit somebody with it, and that's what they're afraid of. But you can make stuff out of wood, and I actually suggest it as your main material, because wood can do a lot of good things if you spend time with it and you really work. Prime example I have.
Damn.
This is a scythe I made in 2005. I'll try to fit it in. This is all plywood. All plywood, just carved and layered on top of each other, and then sanded and airbrushed, painted, whatever. But you can get very realistic props, and what's also great is that you can pass through security pretty well.
Okay, now for things like rods and staffs, is PVC pipe a good option?
Why, yes it is. Again, it's nothing hard. This is PVC right here. Engraved to where you see the blue. What's great, again, light, you really can't do much damage to somebody else with it, which is basically what security's worried about, is people being foolish with their weapons. It's okay to pose with it, but doing mock combat, you're going to get kicked out of a con.
That purple one.
What's also great is that PVC, if you have any side of, rod item, it's a great base to add on, such as this flute here.
And it's really cheap.
Yes. I think for just 3 feet, it's about $1.75. So that's always
so
good to have.
A lot of props have details to them. I made this flute for Zenji from Dynasty Warriors 4. What kind of materials can you use to create something like this?
Well, one is paper clay. What's great, it dries on its own, and you can mold it and sculpt it with your hands and sand it down a little bit. It's great for larger areas that you need more structure support for it, or you're afraid that you're gonna knock it around a bit more. There's also very cheaply is Crayola's Model Magic. This is really great if you wanna certain headpieces or stuff like that, because it's light. It has a bit of a give and stuff like that, so it can be flexible, which is great. But if you want to do finer detail, check out the Sculpey line. This is polymer clay. You bake it, and in certain instances, which I'll probably do a special later on, you can, if it's thin enough, you can actually use a heat gun to set it. But what's great is that this holds finer detail a lot better than Model Magic or the paper clay. I have a dry headband that is all that, and it works perfectly.
Now, what kind of materials can you use for things like armor?
Armor? There are actually tutorials out there if you Google. This right here looks like a white sheet of paper, probably, but it's not. It's actually called craft foam. It's
2 millimeters thick.
Thank you. Basically, it's nice. It's foam. What's great about it is that if you take some time with it, with certain glues to stiffen it in certain areas and stuff like that, and if you paint it, you can actually make rather realistic armor. I felt like doing this to be funny. But this is actually one of our staff's, Fran, from Final Fantasy XII helmet, Shiva. But all this part right here, all this intricate work right there, is just craft foam. Made a little bit stiffer with some glue, layered in certain areas. But what's great is that you can get intricate stuff like this done very well. And in photos, it looks great. It almost looks like you actually hammered armor on. But again, certain detail and techniques all can be found online.
And what about Wonderflex?
Well, this is going to be the part where I'm going to go off my own tangent. I personally don't like Wonderflex, but it is a good beginner's material for getting one-way curved shapes. Dome shapes are very hard with Wonderflex, so I don't recommend for that. But if you want to, if you have like a gauntlet or anything like that, you can do Wonderflex, but it's porous in a way. It has little, bumps and ridges. That's how it gets flexible. So you need to go a little bit further and try to fill those in with something else.
Now, cardboard is really cheap. You can find it for free in a lot of places. Are there any ways to use that and make it look good?
There are many different ways of using cardboard, but again, what makes cardboard props seem a little bit more wow to people is if you actually how you finish it. So another great way, this is a very old Alphonse helmet that our webmaster here, Patrick Delahunty, made. And it's all cardboard layers and everything like that, and it works out really well. He was very successful at a con with this. We couldn't walk more than 5 feet without being pictures. Again, it's the same principle like what you do with craft foam. You cut your shapes and you bend them in the one curve. Drawbacks is that, again, you only can do one curve. So you might have to become a little more creative. Might be a little more creative with that, which takes more time and experience.
Do we have any closing thoughts about prop making?
I'm always a stickler, anyone's ever been to my panel, is scale. Only thing I say is, double check your scale. You look at your references, you see how tall that character is, you figure out how tall you are, and then figure out the proportion of their weapon to them. It makes your presence with your prop a little bit more realistic. It won't be like, wow, that's a really, really big sword on a 5 foot cosplayer, It all depends, but that's usually what I say is try to figure out your scale before beginning any of these props. On top of that is basically try to work with what you think you're most comfortable with. I always say experiment a bunch of times before you get to a final one, because you can combine all of these into one prop. Again, it's just figuring out which puzzle piece goes where.
Okay, great. In the upcoming months of the podcast and in podcast extras and on the website, we'll be creating some tutorials on how to use all these various types of materials we showed you today.